In a letter sent out on May 19th, FSU announced that beginning this fall, all disability parking spaces would be moved to a garage 300 yards away from the stadium. This is a considerable distance, seeing as the current parking spaces are on Stadium Drive and located just outside of Doak Campbell Stadium's entrance gates. Some patrons with disabilities who attend FSU football games are outraged at this sudden change. Gordon Palmer has been an FSU season ticket holder for years and also uses a large wheelchair. He is disappointed in FSU's decision.
Oh, yes. The university says the parking spaces will still be given to people with disabilities. They'll just have to be boosters at that level. So I'll be interested in seeing if anybody is actually in those spots or the people that are in those spots are disabled.
Regarding the discord, FSU spokesman Dennis Schnicker says the ADA does not require the closest possible access, just meaningful access. He also says there isn't any place closer. The ADA Schnicker refers to is the American Disabilities Act. This act ensures equal opportunity for persons with disabilities in public accommodations, among other stipulations. Schnicker goes on to say that the reason for the move was primarily a safety issue. He credits that safety issue to Stadium Drive being an open road and the curb not being level. He also says that the move will be fairer to all patrons, insisting that putting them on one place simplifies things for, quite frankly, all involved. Not so, according to Palmer, who details why he believes that the parking garage is not equal in its access points for disabled Seminole fans.
You go into the parking garage, one game you can be on the first floor, the next game you can be on the fifth floor, another game you can be on the third floor. You just have to keep going around and around until you find a parking space.
Palmer maintains that on more than one occasion, people have mentioned the possibility of this being a ploy for money upon FSU's national championship win this past season.
It seems awfully coincidental. I've had that sentiment expressed to me by many people.
FSU's offer of shuttling patrons to and from the parking garage, Palmer says, will have wait times and will take a lot longer than the previous setup, even if it is a specially accessible vehicle. Palmer says that he is willing to give FSU's decision a chance, however. He still purchased season tickets for the upcoming season, though he felt excluded, as did many other members of the disabled community that he knows. For WFSU News, I'm Katie Switalski.